If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I are ready to go. And we're going to be talking about the first part of the show, the nanoparticles in your food. Now, you just thought they were reserved for vaccines. Tisk, tisk. You were wrong. We're going to talk about that and our quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Lifting this nation up in prayer, hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, minding the time, because it grows short. And today's devotional puts us in 2 Peter 2:9, where it says, "The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished." Amen with that, right? So we're going to be minding the time, it grows short, right? Because the Lord Jesus Christ is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker here, What do we have? Pfizer pushes ahead with plans to push coronavirus vaccines to younger children, including toddlers and infants. Oh, joy. May 10th, the Food and Drug Administration did give Pfizer the green light on COVID-19 vaccines for children between the ages of 12 and 15. But now the pharmaceutical giant is moving ahead with plans to provide this vaccine for younger children, including toddlers, infants as young as 6 months old. So this is despite the growing reports of some very unsavory reports, especially young adults and even teenagers, including symptoms of heart inflammation and blood clots. So God help us, right? All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, the COVID vaccine is causing COVID variants. This is from Dr. Lute Montanier. He's a Nobel laureate and a former director of the Retin Neurology Lab at Pasteur Institute. He says that he's really concerned with what's going on with the COVID vaccine. He said a statement from recent French virologists are saying a rise in new cases is occurring with the vaccinated patients creating the COVID variants. He says, I'm concerned that the mistakes made by the health bureaucrats and the deceptions which are being propagated are engaging to become so serious. And he's acknowledging that these dangers in vaccines will continue to be administered. So he's worried for the safety of the world, and I am too. So big mistake, but people are shutting up because the fallout would be so great. People just freeze and don't want to do anything about it. So just do your homework and stand fast, okay? And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about... Frank, did you know there was nanoparticles in your food now? Well, let's talk about it. Nanoparticles in food. Who would knew, right? So, you know, the world's trying to actually understand the nanotechnology as it is that's kind of flooding the scientific and medical areas. What'd you say, Frank? Frank says new, but I was suspicious. Oh, yes. Well, you know, you can't help but be suspicious these days. But, you know, people are still trying to understand nanotechnology and vaccines. But, you know, now, is it in food? Research done by Texas A&M University investigated this and also wanted to find a way to calm the worry associated with nanoparticles and nanotechnology in food, which is a new thing. And if it's not a new thing, why haven't we heard about it? We're going to check this out. Science is evolving. And they're dragging us along, kicking and screaming. Nanoparticles are now in your vaccines and other forms of medical therapies. So Americans are kind of trying to wrap their brain around the high-tech medical treatments, and they're asking questions. Why is this necessary to begin with, and will it affect our health? You know, how it'll affect our health? Well, so now here's Texas A&M and their research, and they're saying nanoparticles are in your foods. So our fresh produce, our grains, seem to be teeming with nanoparticles. And I asked, well, why? Well, we're told that, you know, we're supposed to believe that this is going to increase crop yields. And it's for your own good, right? So how are these nanoparticles getting into the foods? Well, the researchers are saying it enters the food through the soil, irrigation, and fertilizers. Now, some in the scientific and agricultural communities wonder if this will create toxicity. Here's a quote from Texas A&M. They said, crop yield was achieved and substantial boost from the nanotechnology in recent years. They say the alarms over the health risks posed by the nanoparticles within fresh produce and grains have also increased. So, you know, people are saying, well, wait just a skinny minute here. So the question, they say, is if plants can absorb enough of these nanoparticles to create toxicity, it hasn't been answered yet. So according to this research, scientists are, you know, trying to learn about the metallic properties of the nanoparticles that are readily absorbed by the plants. And they created this computer algorithm at Texas A&M, and they want to calculate how much the plants may absorb and accumulate. So the research did get published in the June 2021 Journal of Environmental Science and Technology. So scientific trends are hitting foods. And when science creates a theory, they want to test it out. So nanoparticles are a trendy area in science, and it's spreading into multiple fields. You're going to find nanotechnology in medicine, consumer products, agriculture, and aerospace. So as we have recently discovered through the COVID-19 vaccine, nanoparticles can be magnetic, and science seems to be able to change the features of nanoparticles to suit any surface. So there are companies now specializing in nanoparticles. And so why even think of using them in agriculture? Crop yields, you know, let's set that one aside. You know, a good question is why add nanoparticles to agricultural areas? And I understand crop yields are important, but they've already been accomplished. Crop yields have been increased with large farming practices and the use of a lot of chemicals. So apparently science is applying nanotechnology to crops, supposedly to protect the crop from pathogens that can cause disease. And that would increase your crop yield. So here's how the theory plays out. The nanoparticles bind to the fertilizers and insecticides and other chemicals, and then the nanoparticles are programmed to slowly release these chemicals for the plants to absorb. So what can happen in these nanoparticles and that can accumulate in the soil? Well, and in staggeringly large numbers, according to some science research. So this means it's highly likely that these nanoparticles will be absorbed by plants, and some species of plants may absorb more than others. So science just doesn't know at this point where this may lead with regard to toxicity. So what science has done is create a bigger burden on agriculture that now has to test the soil and the nanoparticles for numerous species of plants. What'd you say, Frank? Increased crop yields of nutritionally devoid foods, worse than worthless. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much that's where we're at today. We're just, you know, doing it to ourselves. Well, here's a quote from Dr. Samuel May, professor of civil and environmental engineering at Texas A&M. He says, as you can imagine, we have to test for the presence of each of these nanoparticles for every plant species. It is a huge number and is very time-consuming plus expensive. For example, silver nanoparticles alone can have hundreds of different sizes, shapes, and surface coatings, and we have to test each one for each plant species, which is impractical. End of quote. Well, therefore, you know, the scientists are hoping the computer algorithm that includes gene expression is going to help speed up the process and predict nanoparticle accumulation in these plants. So they tested crops and soil, and they tested grown in hydroponic solutions. So the interesting thing is, with the hydroponic solution, the nanoparticles determine the accumulation in the plant, whereas in the soil, the organic matter in the soil was the key in influencing the nanoparticle accumulation. So it was kind of weird. Dr. May goes on to say, it is quite understandable that people are concerned about the presence of nanoparticles in their fruits, vegetables, and grains. And we hope to work towards helping farmers being able to use the benefits of nanoparticle technology safely in food. End of quote. They hope, Frank. Now, this was something interesting that I came across. This is a previous study 2018, a Spanish study at the University of Bass County found that silver nanoparticles are toxic to aquatic organisms. So apparently the silver nanoparticles can accumulate and cause alterations within 3 days with fish in the fish. So the alterations that were created were inflammation, especially of the gills of the fish, and continued exposure caused alterations of the liver and intestines in the fish. So we have to wonder if this could happen. If this could happen to fish, could it happen to other animals and even us humans? So this research did get published in the June 2018 Journal of Science of the Total Environment. But then in October 2009, Oxford University released some findings that there are health risks to using nanotechnology. In particular, it can damage lungs. And it seems the fish showed that problem with their gills, and it supports that report. So if you consume too much silver, it can affect your gut flora and disrupt your digestion and assimilation of food and cause a lot of inflammation. So let's look and let's be common. Let's use common sense. It's becoming, Frank, very important, very, very clear. Only organic grown foods are going to be safe to eat. What'd you say, Frank? Garbage is garbage out in cereal liars. Always wrong. I understand, Frank. It's hard to know who to trust anymore and what reports are out there, you know. People just are wondering, you know. And here's the thing. Benjamin Franklin said, half the truth is still a whole lie, you know. So they can be snippets of truth in reports, but then, you know, how do you know? So I'm just going organic. Grow a garden. I've got one going. Be very selective on what foods you're going to eat. And this is also going to be important for your supplements and your herbs as well. So make sure your herbs are till standard organic, and that's going to be your highest quality and organic. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs use till standard organic, and they make a professional-grade product that practitioners and consumers alike have trusted for over 20 years. So they specialize in organ cleanses, immune boosting, and metabolic support. You can give them a call and ask for their free product catalog. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. Of course, their international number is 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. But visit them online if you got access, thepowerherbs.com. Lots of information there. And that's basically where you're going to get strong and empowered, and that's where your healthcare options just became endless when you're going to take the power back. Because a lot of times if you cleanse and nourish the body is able to heal itself, and you just eliminated a lot of internal medicine disorders. How simple is that? So take advantage. They have their Father's Day sale going on, 20% off. Use coupon DAD21 on orders of $50 or more. And you want to hurry because the sale will end on Sunday the 20th, and some restrictions apply. So this is a good time to get what you need, stock up if you need to, and be prepared. I guess now, you know, people have been hearing that prepper mantra for so long, they kind of just fallen on deaf ears, but it's even more important now. Isn't it, Frank? It's really important now for people to, you know, start getting serious about being prepared for what may come. All right, we have a few minutes. So I wanted to talk real briefly here about blood clots, since people are experiencing a lot of that as a side effect of the vaccine for COVID-19. So we're going to check out some natural ways to deal with clots. And also check out some of the scientific research on how they're addressing clots and what you can do about it. A lot of drugs out there for prescription, and we've got a new generation of blood thinners that replace Coumadin and Werfen. So we're going to look at that. Pradaxa, patients are taking that, but they still have a clot threat. What'd you say, Frank? Frank says the government – will fall, and they always have. People must, you know, yeah, be prepared. Yeah, you have to rally and be prepared. You definitely have to do that. You know, I talked to somebody the other day, I told them, you know, should prepare your house, you know, get ready. And they go, I choose not to live in fear. I said, well, you will. Oh, you will. You're not going to be prepared. You'll be afraid, very afraid. Right, Frank? So people make their own decisions, make their bed and lie in it kind of thing. Well, let's look at the former drugstar for blood clots. The Coumadin Werfen was on the market since 1954. It first came on the market in 1948, but it was a real big star in 1954. What Coumadin Werfen is rat poison, but just in smaller amounts. So it didn't kill you, but it thinned the blood, because the rat poison would thin the blood in rats and they'd bleed internally and die. So I don't know what person came up with this whole idea of, hey, let's give people rat poison to deal with clot risk. So the small dose, patients may be more susceptible to the risk of hemorrhaging, though, if they are 65 or older, or if they have a history of gastrointestinal bleeding, hypertension, and heart disease. That was on the drug itself. You got to keep in mind, Coumadin was supposed to be replaced by some other ulcer blood clotting drugs, but they had some real problems with those, and they had to come off the market. Patients have been using that product for several decades now, but they were looking for a way to have a new drug for blood thinning that didn't have that history of being called rat poison. And by the way, if a person, Coumadin Werfen was not that expensive as a drug. Years worth of it would cost about $200. But the new drug that they've rolled out for blood thinning and clot protection is Pradaxa, and it costs about $3,000 a year for that drug. So you're talking about $250 a month on that medication. What'd you say, Frank? What'd you say? They're wearing a mask. Okay, Frank. Frank is over there. I think you're on a rant or something, Frank. But let's just get to blood thinning here and clotting factors. Dr. Robert Califf, Duke University, says the side effects of Werfen or Coumadin can be debilitating. It's one of the leading causes of emergency room fatalities in the United States. Yeah. And here's the thing about Coumadin and Werfen. Although it's, you know, an old player in the clot factor scenario for the drug companies, and they're trying to replace it with Pradaxa, if you had a trauma and you were bleeding, and since you're on a blood thinner, you would bleed more profusely, but they had an antidote so they could stop the bleeding so you wouldn't bleed out. They don't with Pradaxa. That's a big problem. And here's the thing. Patients aren't told that. I don't know how many people I've talked to that they just found that out, not through their doctor, and are really upset. Especially in this day and age, you can go to an event and somebody come up and hit you upside the head and crack open your skull and you'd bleed to death. You know, just because people are weird these days and abusive. So here we are. They want to replace Coumadin with Pradaxa. According to a lot of the promotional hype on the drug Pradaxa, it's considered an upgrade because it limits strokes, they say. So Pradaxa did come on the market around 2010. It reached $1 billion in sales by 2012. Unfortunately, according to drugwatch.com, the German pharmaceutical manufacturer of Pradaxa, Boehringer Ingelheim, paid out $640 million in lawsuit settlements because of the side effects and over 4,000 lawsuits. But you're not supposed to know about that. So what are some of the side effects if you're taking Pradaxa for your blood clot issue? A lot of serious side effects. You should look them up. A lot of people don't know they can use their computer or their smartphone, type in the name of their medication on a search engine and the word side effects, And then you can research all the side effects because you're not going to get them all at the drugstore when you pick up the drug. WebMD tends to give you the rare list as well, which is important to read anyway. And the physician's desk reference, you can look up the drug at your library, or you can pick up your own copy at a bookstore and have it for your own records. So Pradaxa's got some problems. They've had some deaths. They've had some lawsuits. They paid out millions to cover it up, but they're still making billions of bucks. So it's worth it to them to go through that. So let's look at what really causes clots. If you have an occupation that involves a lot of constrained sitting, this can promote clots and cause thrombosis. Inactivity increases your chances of getting clots. Sedentary job, long distance travel especially, increases the risk. So if you travel frequently, it's important that you exercise or get up and stretch your legs and that kind of thing. And there's some people that are higher risk of clots than others. If you suffer from heart attack, vascular disorders, cancer, obesity, if you have a history in the family tree, heredity. Also, as we age, we increase our risk, as well as getting things like sepsis. If we're taking birth control pills, that also pushes up your risk. Any kind of artificial hormone replacement pushes up your risk of blood clots. And even if you're on substance abuse, that will also increase the risk. Also, be aware some surgeries increase your risk of getting clots, and that would be hip and knee surgeries. For some reason, they don't know why, but it increases your risk of blood clots. So deep vein thrombosis is also a risk factor. A lot of people are on tamoxifen, which is a hormone replacement, and that will really give you blood clots. So a lot of women who are on birth control pills are found dead in the morgue because of blood clots. And if they're smokers, it even increases their risk more. So women tend to be at a higher risk of blood clots because of pregnancy and birth control pills than men do. So, and then if women smoke, it increases their risk even more. So just to give you an idea, when you had the Coumadin and Werfen, which is the old generation blood thinners, the blood clots were about 15 clots for every 100,000 people. But with the new generation blood thinner, Pradaxa, it's about 25 blood clots per 1,000 people. But you have the power. We're going to be talking about, when we come back from this break, we're going to take a break here in a minute, but we're going to be talking about some natural ways to thin blood that are very effective, and they've even compared it to the drug therapy to see how it plays out. So we're going to talk about that when we come back and empower you, give you some options there, which are always great. I love options, Frank. I love my options. I love my choices. And you can't take them away from me. But we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Mm-hmm.
leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you. Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
What do you see?
The sun is rising,
most definitely.
All right, we're back. Thanks, Frank. I like the retro stuff. Kind of brings you back to a nice, peaceful, quieter time. That wasn't so crazy and insane. Thanks, Frank. Okay, so let's get down to it. With the clots people are facing with COVID, now I don't recommend people go get a COVID shot. You're in for a vascular disease like no other if you do that. I think it's dangerous, and I think science got this wrong big time, and they just don't want to admit it. But I think history will prove it's been a real euthanasia drug. Don't you think, Frank? I think it's going to prove that. Did I mention this? I think I did. I mentioned it Tuesday. I talked to a friend of ours who has a child who's not quite 30, but is in late 20s. And this poor girl got the shot because her doctor recommended she get it. And she went to her exercise class and had a stroke. Not even 30. And now she's in the hospital and has a stroke. Hey, you know. All right, so let's talk about it. I personally wouldn't rely on prescription blood thinners. I think a lot of the problem with blood clotting is directly diet related. Frank says they didn't get it wrong. This is on purpose. They want to reduce the population of the planet. Yes, Frank. I realize that part. I do. Some people don't, though. So basically, there's a protein in your blood called fibrinogen. It's directly It helps regulate clots. It helps, you know, if you cut your finger, you want some clots to go on because you don't want you to keep bleeding. So it regulates clotting, normal clotting. And so it keeps the fibrinogen protein keeps the blood from sticking together and clumping together to create a clot. So if your diet's not real healthy, what happens is that fibrinogen protein becomes more fibrinic and then the blood starts to get sticky. So lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts, seeds, get rid of the junk food, get rid of the processed food, get rid of all that, you know, drive-through stuff. It's not going to do you any favors. It's not. So we're going to talk about some of the things that the ancients used for clots that are very effective, and they haven't done some medical research on this. People just, you know, are tired of the anticoagulant drugs, the side effects, the aspirin therapy that can increase your risk of macular degeneration and all the other things. So the strategy here is to take control with lifestyle. And by the way, people in the Mediterranean rarely have cancer, high blood pressure, heart disease, cancer, heart attacks, diabetes because of how they eat. So look into that diet and you'll be amazed what you can do with just food, spices, and herbs. Now, apparently doctors will avoid, tell their patients to avoid certain foods, which, are natural blood thinners. That's what doctors will tell you, avoid those, especially before surgery. So foods like garlic and ginger root and black mushrooms and fish with omega-3 fatty acids like your salmon and sardines are also very effective at blood thinning. So usually that's on the list when the surgeon hands it to you. Don't eat that stuff because you'll bleed too much in surgery. So you have a food pharmacy, if you will. And the key is you just don't want to lower cholesterol with dietary changes to prevent stroke or heart attack. That approach takes longer to lower your risk. So you want to eat some foods that directly influence the blood and its ability to clot. So the good news is that there are foods that will do both lower cholesterol and cut your risk of blood clotting. Foods like garlic and onions are scientifically proven to benefit the cardiovascular system in this way. So when you add ginger root and maybe some hot peppers or cayenne with olive oil, fish, green tea, and vegetables to your diet, and you get regular basic exercise, the basics are kind of covered here, and you want to limit animal foods as much as you can, reduce those portions, and get off the cow's milk. It's bad for the cardio. Too much mucus in the system, not good. The body can't detox very well, and it just increases your risk of toxicity and having problems. So substitute that cow's milk with something else. They have lots of nice substitutes for yogurts, cheese, milk, ice cream, all this stuff. You won't miss the cow's milk. And you will get calcium, by the way. Cows don't, well, they eat grass and they get plenty of calcium because your plants have calcium, magnesium, and boron for strong bones. So you're not going to risk your bone health. Okay? So you're just used to the propaganda from the milk industry. Sorry, but you are. So get off of those processed foods, excessive alcohol, things that will really increase your risk of blood clots. We want to look at some blood purifiers. So now the Egyptian writings published on papyrus had a whole slew of blood thinners. They would use onion. And they would make a blood tonic with onion. And the old-time American country doctor listed onion as a blood purifier and thinner also, okay? And here's the thing. You don't pass on to the next generation stuff that doesn't work, okay? Now, the French would feed garlic and onions to their horses to dissolve blood clots in their legs. You know, if you've got expensive thoroughbred, you want to keep that horse, that's what you feed them. Now, Russians, they'll age onion and vodka to improve their circulation, and medical research is actually backing up a lot of this ancient stuff. So chemist Dr. Eric Block of the State University of New York, he said garlic has compounds that perform antithrombotic action equal to or superior to your aspirin. He said garlic has the extra benefit of preventing platelets from clumping together and sticking to the walls of your arteries and veins, creating clots. So medical science is really interesting. Sure, how garlic and onion do that. but they would love to patent it. So they're actually they want to isolate those compounds. They've been studying them for years. Researchers in Germany and also at Saarland University have discovered that it takes about 3 cloves of garlic each day to improve your circulation, thin your blood, cleanse the blood of unwanted elements. Now, the benefits of just 2 ounces of onion work similar to the garlic, but also block the harmful effects of fat. Now, here's a hint. If you eat garlic with acid-type foods like tomato, it magnifies the medicinal power. You have a synergistic effect. So onions and tomato. Think salsa, you know? That would be great. Just imagine what you can accomplish if you add onion, garlic, and olive oil to your diet every day on a salad. You get your calcium with the greens. Hello. Don't need the cow's milk. And you get your blood thinning effect without drugs. Now, here's an ancient forgotten clot cure. Okay, we're going to talk about that. Our ancestors used a lot of herbs to improve cardiovascular health and reduce the risk of clots. And one herb in particular has a natural flavonoid that helps prevent unwanted conversion of that fibrinogen protein to being too fibrinic. Remember I mentioned that. So if your fibrinogen becomes too fibrinic, it can cause clotting. So here's an herb that protects that protein from converting to fibrinogen too much, being fibrinic and creating clots. So, and we can use this herb today if we don't want to use drugs. Now, the herb is called hawthorn berry. So another benefit from this herb is that it offers elasticity to your arteries and veins, preventing narrowing and clot roadblocks, if you will. So you got angina pain. Oh, if I had angina pain, this is what I would do. I'd use hawthorn with motherwort. Get rid of the angina pain. Mm-hmm. Just help that area become more flexible and deal with that. According to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, hawthorn berry also improves the force of your heartbeat to improve blood pressure. And many cultures around the world will use hawthorn berry in their diet to prevent hypertension, angina, arrhythmias, blood clots, heart failure, and other chronic cardiovascular diseases. So you don't pass on stuff that doesn't work. This is centuries old. So if you're buying hawthorn berry in a supplement form, it's really important to get a whole food product with no fillers in it. So I stay away from the capsules and tablets because of that, and I go with the herbal concentrates, the liquids or tinctures, and they just work faster. You don't have to swallow a pill. There's nothing to digest it. You can add your dose to juice or water, and you won't even notice there. Doesn't taste bad at all, and you could just do wonderful things with the concentrate. Now, most people experience benefits with these heart herbs with just a few weeks. So, and this is what the research is saying, depending on the severity of your condition, you know, you can work with these herbs, and if you want, even get off your prescription drugs. So, you have options. Yes, you do. If you were looking for a good Tilth Standard Organic Professional Strength Hawthorn Berry, guess who has it? The folks at Apothecary Herbs. It's in their cardio section in their catalog. It's also on their website at thepowerherbs.com, or you can give them a call. Ask about it, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Get empowered out there. You have options. And take the power back. Save yourself a lot of grief, a lot of expense, a lot of toxicity. We're going to be talking about some herbs that drug companies use to make drugs with. Okay, so drugs from plants. Okay, so if plants weren't so great, if they're not going to help you out, why did the drug companies do that? Well, scientists are turning more to foods and herbs and spices in order to capture some form of chemical component to make a drug with it. Now, researchers at the Medical University of Vienna, it was led by Vienna's Institute of Pharmacology, they were looking for some really good food molecules as a candidate that will help with inflammation. So in particular, they're interested in making some new drugs for neurological and autoimmune areas in medicine. So they want to control function with chemicals from any source they can get their hands on. Now, many chemicals and nutrients in your plants help the body function through enzymes and proteins. And science looks for the chemicals that will lend more control of these enzymes and proteins. Now, for this reason, they're very interested in the photochemicals in beetroot, which would lend to a protease inhibitor type of action. And this would inhibit certain enzymes and proteins and offer more control over the body functions, let's say, like inflammation. So the peptides often found in root vegetables and in beetroot seem to specifically inhibit the breakdown of protein hormones in the body and allows for a better regulation of things like inflammation. So the drug target that the scientists seek would be to treat kind of things like multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, and neurological brain inflammation. So now the research is pointing to, let's get you a drug in your hand and you take the drug. What's wrong with just eating better, eating foods that won't hurt you and can prevent a lot of these conditions? Well, the research did get published in the October Journal of Natural Products. Here is what Christian Grubner, Medical University of Vienna, says. We are searching through large databases containing genetic information of plants and even animals to decode new types of peptides and studying their structures. The aim is to test them for pharmacology and develop drugs from these enzymes and influence cellular receptors. This would create prominent drugs in the class called G-protein-coupled receptor drugs for various disease models. Potent drug candidates are chemically synthesized in a slightly modified form for the drug potency required. So, yeah, they get their chemical profile, and then they make it out of synthetics. Let's see, Christine White, chemistry professor, University of Illinois, says, this allows us to take one amino acid structure and convert it into many different structures that represent different functionalities that would lead to different biological and physical properties of peptides. It also expands the pool of unnatural amino acids that are used by researchers to make new structures. So Professor White also warns us that breaking down the structure in chemistry can have a downside. She says, having things with defined stereochemistry can be important for drug discoveries because it can be a molecule offering benefit as a physiological property, but at the same time, the same molecule can offer the opposite benefit and detrimental property. So, you know, kind of a warning across the bow here, you know, you're just editing things and you just be real careful what you create. Well, let's look at the beetroot because in ancient Rome, beets were considered an aphrodisiac and a symbol of love. Hey, Frank, instead of the big heart candy box, give somebody a beetroot for Valentine's Day. How'd that go over, you know? But hey, it's got health benefits. It's better than that sweet candy. So the sweet taste of your beetroot is really considered a perfect food chemistry-wise. So in the 19th century, Europeans developed the sugar beet, and it's still used as a sweetener for baking. Now, the beet, known as a Beta vulgaris, has evolved from what experts in ancient wild sea beets would call. So there's been a little bit of genetic modification of beets down the road. So let's look at some beet profiles, if you will. So the beet has a lot of nutritional elements, and according to nutritionists, beets have beta carotene to help stimulate your skin and help you defy aging. It is also believed that it has silicon elements in it. Beetroot will strengthen the skin to resist wrinkles and prevent sagging skin and promote healthy hair. Beets also contain magnesium, sodium, potassium, and vitamin C, all to advance your body's ability to, you know, detoxify, lower the bad cholesterol, and help prevent cancer cells. So this is probably why the beauty industry added beets to their skincare products. So what are the benefits of beets? We can actually glean a lot from beets using them internally to help manage our weight, for instance. Beets have been declared a slimming food. Beets are one of the highest sugar contents of any vegetable, which can also be juiced and add to other citrus or vegetable juices to sweeten them. However, beets are low in fat and calories and also low in carbohydrates to help stabilize your blood sugar level. Now, according to nutritionist Mark Killick, beets contain a few important compounds called betaine and mevothione, and these components support liver detoxification and also prevent the accumulation of toxins and fats that form in the liver and even the rest of the body. So you don't want to get a fatty liver. Have some beets, he's saying. So this is how beets help you with your weight management issues. What's even more impressive is the nutrients in your beets help prevent that tired and sluggish feeling, as well as providing a lot of natural folate, vitamin B, to help prevent mood swings and help you deal with stress better. So if you have digestive problems, you can use beets and help the digestive tract, prevents a lot of colon cancer, and it lowers that bad LDL cholesterol level. So beets. And, I mean, if you don't like the taste of beets, well, pick up some body food mix. The folks at Apothecary Herbs include beets in their body food plant-based mix. It's a powder. You throw it in a smoothie. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You get vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and plant proteins just like that. Super infuse it into the system. Doesn't need digestion like solid foods or pills. And you will feel amazing. You will feel amazing. Now I use that stuff every day. And people tell me I have great skin. You know, here we are reading, beets really help your skin out a lot. So I like to juice beets, too. If you want to juice them, you can actually cut them with a little vegetable juice, if you will, because if you take raw beets and juice them as a therapy, you can rebuild your blood system in 24 hours because of the mineral content in them. It has lots of natural iron, so your blood will hold on to oxygen better. So if oxygen delivery is an issue, juice some beets. We just want the juice, the live enzymes and the juice. We don't need the fiber, and it works right away. You can do amazing things with beets, but they want to be raw. They want to be organic. You don't want to cook them. And just the juice. So you'll be amazed what you can do. It's almost like getting a blood transfusion. I've had a lot of people say that they just feel amazing when they do the beets. So minerals in the beets are the key. And that's what I've been saying, Frank, for a long time. When people say, why are people so sick these days? Lack of minerals. We just don't have them. Our foods are crap. You know, if you don't grow organic stuff yourself, the agricultural industry is killing stuff, just destroying it. And so we got 50% less minerals in foods now than we did in the 20s. So this is why we're just overweight and not healthy at all. And the system does collapse when you don't feed it. So so you want to do some research on beets? That's fine. Here's some research from Professor Andy Jones. We're amazed, he says, at the effects of beetroot juice on oxygen uptake because these effects can't be achieved by any other means, including training. If you're, you know, athlete, you want oxygen? Juice some beets. And they're also a blood purifier as well. Like I said, it can clear up the blood in 24 hours. So diabetics especially need to work on their blood because it's not clean, and that's why wounds don't heal. So this is what herbalists know. A lot of herbalists today, beet juice is excellent for your organs, every organ of the body. If you want to perk up your gallbladder, your liver, your bowel, your lymphatic system, make sure you get some beet juice. Now, if you don't want to juice beets because feet can stain. They're kind of messy to deal with, Frank. So if you don't want to do that, get some powdered beet and then stir it into water or another vegetable juice and add it that way and get that mineral-rich source that way. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have the beet included in the body food mix if you want to check that out. They have it in different sizes if you want to test it. They have it in a 4-ounce or 8-ounce stand-up food bag, which would give you either a 1 or 2 week supply, and you can just test it, see if you like it. They also have it in the 16-ounce 1-month supply and 32-ounce 2-month supply, and you can save a lot of money on the larger size. So thepowerherbs.com, and you'll find the body food mix under their energy tab. The body food mix is an amazing thing. It's so popular. They're always making it at Apothecary Herbs. They just made a batch and sold out of it, and they're making another one. So always making that stuff, and it's amazing what you can get with done physically, healing-wise, with the right nutrition from plants. Just totally blows your mind. And it just supports what God said in the Bible. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God can't lie. So contact the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Get their catalog and you can see what tools you can use and how you can use them. It's all important on that. It's all about the tools and how to use them sometimes. ThePowerHerbs.com, or you can give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International calls 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. ThePowerHerbs.com. And if you do have access to the internet, sign up for their online newsletters. They're absolutely free. You just go to ThePowerHerbs.com, click on Books and Newsletters, and sign up there. You'll get health information each week in your email to empower you. And you can pass on that information to family and friends. And it's all empowering. Pass on the empowerment. That's what it's about. So definitely check that out at PowerHerbs.com. Do take advantage. They have their Father's Day sale running through this Sunday, the 20th. So if you want to save 20% on orders of $50 or more, this would be the time. And use the code on the cart. It's up on the homepage, but it's DAD21. In the cart, or you can use that over the phone. You can put it on your order form if you're mailing in an order. So there's lots of ways to save on the sale. ThePowerHerbs.com. And it's empowering. That's what it's about, right? Frank, it's all about empowerment. And, it's going to, this month's going to be toast in a skinny minute, and then we're into the 4th of July, Frank. Can you believe it? I'm amazed at how time is rolling by. So don't waste any time in empowering yourself and being healthier and enjoying life and quality of life. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Get their catalog. It's 866-229-3663. The catalog is free and has a table of contents so you can flip to the sections you're interested in. They even have herbs for your furry friends, your pets. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. Until next time, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, wishing you all to be well. ¶¶